This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. This post-inauguration Saturday, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to participate in women's marches. In the words of local organizers, quote, to stand together, recognizing that defending the most marginalized among us is defending all of us. In advance of these marches, KLW and the East Bay Express have partnered up to gather letters from Bay Area women speaking directly to President-elect Trump. We've heard a few of them earlier in the week, and we're sharing more with you today. Lucia was our youngest letter writer. She's 12 years old and lives in San Francisco. We're just using her first name to protect her privacy.
My mom was really involved in the election, and she'd always read articles, and she'd always tell us about what she read, and it was really interesting to me, actually, and one day we were listening to KLW, and they told us about the website to write letters, and I was like, I want to do that, so... Dear Donald Trump, I am a 12-year-old girl with two moms. I live without fear, but since you got elected, I'm scared. I live in California, a Democratic state, but what will it become? Will I be able to walk around with my moms and not have anyone be mean? Or will they say something about me or the people I love? My mom was very involved in the election, so much that we went to Reno to get people to vote for Hillary Clinton. It worked, but once you got elected, she cried. I cried, we all cried. We loved Hillary so much. We were scared of what will happen. In my school, I only know two people who are for you, and it's tough to be around them. But America, America is for you. That is what scares me most. You lie, cheat, and bully. You are just plain mean. You focus on our appearance and not our brains. There's more to me than what's on the outside. Being a girl, I feel seriously offended by you. My family and I are going to Washington for the march. We will do whatever it takes to show that we won't let you treat women or the American people the way you do. So please resign. I ask you respectfully. It is so scary. It's like this. How would you feel if an ogre became president? Scared, right? It's basically the same. No offense. My parents say it's not nice to name call since it hurts people's feelings. But that's what you do. Please, either be our president or let it go. Because we need a president who represents all people. And we are willing to fight. Sincerely, Lucia. I've never written to another politician. After writing this letter, I feel like I want to be more involved in politics and maybe become a politician. It felt really good when I was writing the letter because even if it wasn't going to be published, I felt that I was getting my voice heard and that he might actually listen, even though he might not. But yeah.
That was Lucia, the youngest writer in our Letters to Trump project. We're now going to the other end of the age spectrum to our next writer, Lucille Hamas. She's 89 and lives in Davis.
I wasn't happy with his election. I felt I wanted to do something. I'm not able to go on the march because I can't walk that far anymore and do things. And I decided this was something I could do. So I did it. I got it. Yeah. Mr. Trump, I am 89 years old and was not impressed with your words or actions during the campaign. In fact, I fear where you are leading our great nation. On the international level, you are acting like a bully. Your statements about increasing our nuclear power and your appointment for ambassador to Israel really cause me grave concern. At this critical time, it is imperative we to be thinking capital we instead of us versus them. if our world is going to survive. Everyone living on this planet is part of the human family. Don't forget that. Respectfully, Lucille Hamas. Well, I think in terms of the way he talks about the Muslims and the Mexicans and some of these people, he should be including everybody and not just isolating, just say about like they're them and we're us. And so we're good. It sort of goes back to the old Western movies where then everybody was either a good guy or the bad guy. And that's so simplistic.
That was Lucille Hamas with her contribution to our Letters to Trump project. We'll hear next from Oakland native Regina Shipman. She's outreach coordinator at the Oakland Women's Center, which is helping coordinate this Saturday's march. These words are her own.
This is entitled, I Am the Essence of Love. I am not your convenient vagina, not your booty call, not your punching bag or the brunt of your jokes, you sick excuse of a reason. On the contrary, I am the opposite of hate, the complement and birth of the nation, me and my nature, my ovaries, my uterus, my determination. My voice matters. Respect my body and my mind, or forever feast on the famine of rotting flesh of war. Regina Shipman. The first draft was just it. I believe in the power of the word, and women, they are so awesome. We birth the nation, we bury the nation, and we raise the nation. What could be more awesome than that? Women matter, and the energy of maleness of the planet is getting out of control. And we need to be respected, and we need to be honored for who we are and the gifts that we bring. And that's what we can do, is we can enfold each other, the women and the children. And if the men get on board, yay, but pretty much we need to take control, and we need to guide the ship.
That was Regina Shipman, one of the writers in our Letters to Trump project, a partnership with the East Bay Express. To hear or read more letters, go to our website, kalw.org or eastbayexpress.com. And to bring you back from the weekend, we'll have a few more letters to share with you on Monday morning on the Cross Currents Morning Report.